Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
Of course, I'm just really glad that my attic hasn't collapsed. Everybody keeps telling me the weight of all those 100,000 plus 45s, man, the floor is going to just cave in one day. Well, I'm still here and the records are still here, and so is the No Static Attic, as we bring you a brand new edition of my Relics and Rarity Show. Simply a killer instrumental kicking off my Relics Rarity Show on the Comma record label, Lendy and the Thundertones. Yes, a cool 45 indeed there. Once again, Lenny and the Thundertones in a tune called Thunder Express, and Bring on the Thunder. Talking about this guy, Thunderclap Newman.
Thank you.
smash in England, and of course here in America, a top 40 record in the fall of 1969. It actually was not an individual. A lot of people think Thunderclap Newman was actually one guy. Even every now and then, you know, I make that mistake too. It's actually a group. Lead vocalist Speedy Keenan, of course, just recently they lost their keyboard player up there in rock and roll heaven, Mr. Andy Newman.
All aboard for the Relics and Rarities Super Express.
Well, Dave, they're going to take you down to Phoenix, Arizona. Summer of 1966 on KRUX. This was a number two record. A group known as Peanut Butter. It's a Sloan Barry tune.
I got a girl, she's waiting for me. Waiting for me to come home. Expecting me to come home. Oh, she's watching the clock all alone. I've got a girl who'll do anything for me. Expecting my knock on her door. I've been hitching rides 3 days or more. Oh, she's everything I'm living for. So what am I doing here with you? Doing things that I should not do. What am I doing here with you? When I promised that I'd be true. She's got lips that taste like honey. Oh, sugar's good for my soul. I know she's worrying so. Open your arms, let me go. I only stopped in this town for a hot cup of coffee and a few hours of sleep. Your pretty face was so sweet. I was so tired and weak. So what am I doing here with you? Doing things that I should not do. What am I doing here with you? When I promised that I'd town for a hot cup of coffee and a few hours of sleep. Your pretty face was so sweet. I was so tired and weak. So what am I doing here with you? Doing things that I should not do. What am I doing here with you? When I promised that I
Dave the Rave knows what I'm doing here. I love playing these cool 45s for you. They were local legends in Phoenix, Arizona. Just about every top 40 station in the summer of 1966 had that in their top five. KRUX, KRIZ, I mean, just about everywhere down there in the Phoenix, Arizona area. Peanut Butter on the Tower record label. A great tune. What am I doing here with you? That's what this guy was wondering. What was he doing in New York City?
My folks moved to New York from California. I should have listened when my buddy said, I warn ya. Torpedoes surfing there, and no one even cares.
My Woody's hats are
covered with snow.
Go now.
New York's a lonely town. When you're the
find some fun, some things to do in New York City. The Trade Winds, New York's a Lonely Town. The Nightcrawlers. It's on the Mad record label out of Minnesota. Great cool tune called You Say. I'll tell you what you say. You say, David Ray, if you got what it takes. David Ray with all the records you crave. So take the Relics of Rarities Challenge. Think of a lost 45 and contact me. Dave at DaveTheRave.com.
You don't drive a big fast car, no. You don't look for me.
got what it takes here. The Dave Clark Five here on the Relics of Rarity Show. And of course, on Relics of Rarities, I know a lot of my listeners love to hear those great lost 45s, and they often love to hear the original versions of songs. Well, here's a song that actually, what you're going to hear now is not something that was actually released. This is simply the demo being sung by one of the co-writers, Ellie Greenwich. She wrote this along with her husband, Jeff Barry. I think you'll know the song as soon as you hear it. This is how she demoed the record, Ellie Greenwich.
Look at the way he looks at her. Look at the way he smiles. I remember when he was mine. I remember when things were fine. Well, look at the way he looks at her now. Isn't that the look of love?
Of course, we're taking a look. We're taking a listen to how that song was originally demoed by Ellie Greenwich, and Leslie Gore fell in love with the record. Yes, it debuted in late 1964 in the top 100, a big hit for Leslie Gore.
Look at the way.
Original 45. I bet you can tell, right? Mercury record label for that big hit there from Leslie Gore, Look of Love.
There's only one place to get music like this. Relics and Rarities with Dave the Rave. This is Dave the Rave. The number one blue-eyed soul brother from the No Static Attic. This is Dave the Rave.
Music power.
Funky.
Oh,
One of those great compositions from Ray DeRouge and Billy Terrell. Vivian Copeland on the D'Oro record label. He Knows My Key is Always in the Mailbox. A great interpretation of that song. Several versions of that particular song out there, but that's the Vivian Copeland version. We take it down to Philadelphia. Yes, the classic. The great, the one and only Mr. Kenny Gamble.
The chains of a love are the kind that bind me to you and you to me. The chains of a love are not made of steel, but something deep inside that I feel. Oh, but I don't want to be free. Baby, make a prisoner out of me with your chains of love. Don't let me get loose. Chains of love. Don't ever turn me loose. Chains of love. Now that's right, baby. Make on time.
Kenny Gamble on the Arctic record label. What a great tune that is, right? Chains of Love. Made so many great records with his partner, Leon Huff. From the Chains of Love to a different chain.
Chain, chain, chain.
Orleans. I think I get caught up in that particular chain. Didn't take long for that to kick off as one of the big hits for Aretha Franklin in early 1968. Lady Soul and Chain of Fools.
When you wake up in the morning and the bell's centurion comes through the dawn to say she's gone, and loneliness is draped in flames designed to drive you blind. Hey mama, you've been on my mind. Ah, noiselessly the memory does smile, spins around the vision, crowning all the sounds, and to see the golden
time I hear that record. That record is weighs so heavily on my mind. A great jangly 45, the Restless Feelings. Restless Feelings on the United Artists record label. And hey mama, you've been on my mind. Beatles for you on a Relics Rarity show. That was like blasting that particular song speakers up way loud and just singing my head off to that record. The Beatles, From Me to You, a Lennon-McCartney tune, which actually was the very first Lennon-McCartney song to ever appear in a Billboard Top 100 chart, and it wasn't even sung by the Beatles. They gave the song to Del Shannon, and in the summer of 1963 on the Big Top record label, that actually appeared by Del Shannon in the Billboard Top 100. From Me to You, Bo Brummels. Yes, Time to Laugh, Laugh.
I hate to say it, but I told you so. Don't mind my preaching to you. I said, don't trust him, baby, now you know. You don't learn everything there is to know in school. Wouldn't believe me when I gave advice. I said that he was a tease. If you won't help, you better ask me nice.
So be sincere, convince me with a pretty please. Laugh, laugh, before I die. It seems so funny to me. Laugh, laugh, you met a guy who taught you how it feels to be lonely. Oh, so lonely.
Don't think I'm being funny when I say you got just what you deserve. I can't help feeling you found out today.
You thought you were too good, you had a lot of nerve.
Won't say I'm sorry for the things I've said. I'm glad he packed it to go. You kept on bragging he was yours instead.
Found you don't know everything that is to know. Laugh, laugh, I thought I'd die. It seems so funny to me. Laugh, laugh, you met a guy who taught you how to be.
Before I go, I'd like to say one thing. Don't close your ears to me. Take my advice and you find out that being
just another girl won't cause you misery.
Don't say you can't get any boy to call. Don't be so smug or else you'll find you can't get any boy at all.
You'll wind up by the way you sit on the shelf.
Laugh, laugh, I thought I'd die. It seems so funny to me. Laugh, laugh, you met a guy who taught you how it feels to be lonely, oh so lonely.
Yeah.
Lonely, oh so lonely.
The Bo Brummels out of San Francisco, early 1965 on the Autumn record label. A tune called Laugh, Laugh. You laugh too much. Johnny Fox and the Foxes.
Ha, 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 and a hee, hee, hee. Oh, 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 and a ooh-wee. Oh, you just laugh, baby, all the time. You're driving me out of my mind. Last night when you heard a joke, oh, you rolled over just about to choke. I'm kicking and I'm bouncing like a rubber ball. The joke wasn't funny at all.
Driving me out of my mind.
innovative sure shot record there from Johnny Fox and the Foxes on the New Time record label. You laugh too much. L-A-F-F. This is Relics and Rarities.
In a moment.
More than just the hits. Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities sure shot!
It's been too long. It's acting silly, giving in to foolish pride. I want your love, girl, to hide inside. No, 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 baby, I can't continue. Knowing that love's within you, girl, bring your love back to me. Each day we're apart seems like three. Can't you see?
Did the name Sure Shot 45. Great record. I love that record. The Jaywalkers on the Wisteria record label. And tune one of the co-writers, Ray DeRouge. And yes, I have been hanging out recently with Ray DeRouge, who lives down in the Jersey Shore area, the Asbury Park area. And, you know, we were just going through some of the many songs that he either wrote or he sang, or, you know, arranged. I mean, just one heck of a talented guy and a nice guy. And he cooks up a great hot dog late at night. Ray, if you're out there, thanks so much for that late night hot dog. It was great. And he reminded me of that particular Jaywalkers 45 and decided to make it a sure shot record for you, although it was a sure shot probably many, many years ago, but it's definitely been a long time since I last played that particular record. Once again, the Jaywalkers, led by lead vocalist Mickey Holiday, and a great tune called It's Been Too Long. Here's the original version of a song that you know by Hermit's Hermit. This is Goldie and the Gingerbreads.
Every time
Okay, Goldie and the Gingerbreads doing that original version of Can't You Hear My Heartbeat. Of course, Goldie is actually Genya Raven, and I'm up in the No Static Attic, but you know, every now and then, if you really want to find Genya Raven, she's on the radio also, but she works in the underground garage. That's where you'll find her. So if you got to find her, well, you got to go looking for her down below. Here's the Razor's Edge. Saying, I don't know about her, but I gotta find that record. Razor's Edge on the Kingston record label, and gotta find her. And when I come back, I'll tell you which record I found out of 100,000 plus 45s here in the Relics Rarities Vault. Every week I select one record, we highlight the record, and we call it my discovery of the week.
Record collections at yard sales. That's his music research. Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities.
Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
Out of 100,000 plus 45s here in the Relics and Rarities Vault, we've discovered a very cool soul 45 from February of 1964, which was, for the most part, a top 25, top 30 record on many Michigan radio stations, including CKLW and Keener. Yes, even WJBK and WAAM in Ann Arbor, Michigan. They love this record on the Scepter record label, originally released on the Mickey's record label, Mr. J.J. Barnes. Yes, we played him last week, and just one more time this week. That's the name of the record, Just One More Time.
Tell me that you want me. You never, never leave. You never, never leave.
5 just sounds so fine. It's a great double-sided record as well. J.J. Barnes, I'm playing it off of my Scepter 45. Too Cold, Just One More Time. Write it down. It's Dave the Rave, Discover the Week. And, of course, once again, if you grew up listening to Michigan radio back in early 1964, that was all over the airwaves, a top 25 record there for J.J. Barnes, who sounds so much like Marvin Gaye, doesn't he? He really does. Write it down. J.J. Barnes, Just One More Time. That's going to do it for the Relics Roadie Show. As we cut off the beginning of this 45 where there's some talking. It's Travis Womack on the Arrow record label from 1965 out of Mississippi. It's called Distortion Part 1. Want to thank everybody, all the affiliates who carry the Relics Roadie Show. And of course, if you've got a special Lost 45 that you would like me to feature on the show, well, contact me, dave@davetherave.com, or you can dial me up at 609-948-HITS. 609-948-4487. You can check out archive shows at my website, www.davetherave.com. And of course, until next time, keep listening for Relics and Rarities.